Oh yeah, so today there's supposed to be a big event, an eclipse. And a big eclipse, the world is ending. Earthquakes galore. Oh man. The couch philosopher is back, this time in my office. Sitting on my couch. Imagine that. You guys actually like the Rick Rubin episode. That was pretty sick. I'm gonna have to do some more of those. I've been trying to find the time lately. I've been just like fucking busy. I got so much going on. You know, it's funny. I kind of realized like what the Couch Philosopher was, the show, and it was that like I was basically homeless and fresh out of rehab, and I was trying to distract myself by uploading 7 episodes a week of a fucking shitty podcast. And now that I have an amazing apartment and, it's fucking awesome. You know, I'm not uncomfortable 24/7 living next to a guy who's having sex with, married women all the time and, hanging out in my car, like wasting time.
Listen
pretending
to the full
like
episode
okay.
on patreon.com/theheads.
Yeah, so I guess the show is going to be a little bit more irregular, and it's going to be mainly for the Patreon. Like the whole, you know, I'm just doing a couple minutes on the main, and then it's going to Patreon. Patreon.com/theheads. So, anyways, that's pretty crazy. It's pretty funny revelation, huh? I did, you know, I don't feel the need to express my pain to the fucking world all the time. I've lost my edge. I lost my fucking edge, dude, because I'm actually able to pursue the creative things I want to. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to fucking whatever, make shit. That's a thing. Like, I was just like making quantity. I was just like making as many dino chicken nuggies as possible instead of now I'm making a cordon bleu. It's fucking sick. Nice little, you know, I don't know. Talking to like, I'm not just making fucking perfect pop videos and fucking just whoring my entire essence out to everybody every fucking second anymore. You know what I mean? I don't have to do that anymore because I have like a sort of core audience, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know. It's been a pretty crazy month. This month has been pretty weird. I've had a lot of nutsness happen. A lot of eye opening. Really, sometimes you have these things that like shake your foundation of like what you think you're building, and then you realize like, oh.
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.
Out of shit. And there was a 0.02 earthquake that ruined it. I should definitely start over and demolish everything. Just like the eclipse today summarizes, the eclipse today will bring earthquakes that will shatter your reality and make you realize your shit mud huts are fucking not sustainable. But it's been good. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. Like the amount of growth I've had since I've been able to move into probably the first healthy living environment I've had. Besides my parents' home when I was 16, you know, 18, so fucking in 11 years, you know what I mean? Like, it made you a lot of things. You're like, oh yeah, it's like I don't know, I like don't give a fuck, like I don't care, I don't know, I don't feel the need to like constantly just be creating, like the creation of just like content, like you're just creating trash. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to fucking do 3 episodes of a podcast a week to just, like, feel relevant. You know what I mean? That's, like, a fundamental issue that, you know, probably a lot of people feel. But, you know, like, I establish a little nice little base. Now we just take our time, baby. We just coast. You know, we got a lot of big things coming and fucking whatever. One of them was supposed to happen this month and they got pushed back to next month. So that's fucking annoying. You know, and some of them, just like the entire fundamental of some shit has changed. And it's like, I'm able to refocus on what I actually want to do. And, it's so funny how like, when you do the right things, like how the universe just takes...
Listen to the full episode on patreon.com/theheads.